Hi, this is Carolyn Williams-Pallett. I am the Program Director of ExoticWarfare.com or ExoticWarfare.org. Ron Angel asked me to call and leave some evidence of my personal targeting with directed energy or psychotronic weapons, but he also said that people to UN didn't quite understand how this was working, so I was going to give you some background on how it's working. I'm not a scientist, I'm a journalist. I read prolifically, and I have a degree in languages and literature. What they're doing is they're spraying carbon aluminum particulates, or ultra-fine grain alumina, other metals, barium powders, calcium powders, magnesium powders, red blood cells, viruses, sedatives, bacteria, funguses, anthrax, and uranium have even been found in the fallout, and along with a advanced materials nanotech, nanowires, nanoarrays, nanotubes, and other nano configurations. They have their own metallized batteries, these nanowires, and they can receive specifically tuned microwaves and radio and ELF and other electromagnetic transmissions. They self-replicate in your body, specifically the lungs, the kidneys, the stomach, but they also like the intestines and the liver. This stuff is replicating in humans, animals, plants, even down to the bone marrow. It's replicating in all parts of the body. Some of these nanowires are the nanowires that create artificial hair and artificial tissue. These copy the DNA of whatever they come in contact with, whether it's a germ or whether it's your own DNA. We have people over here who are testing positive for synthetic hair. Their regular hair is gone. I believe I'm one of those. I haven't had the money to get it tested. There are other people who are turning up with artificial skin. So we're really worried about what else is it replacing in us. It sets up an intra-body network that can communicate with itself and can be accessed remotely. Intra-body network, okay? I would like to tell you more about this. So I'll call back and give you part two. Okay, thank you.